First of all, I want to thank the organizers for giving me the opportunity to be here, and also I want to congratulate Bruce Allison on this special occasion. And so I'm going to talk on joint work with Teresa Cortes. Esther García and Miguel Gómez Lozano. And well, in 1969, Martin Dale introduced certain quotients to study prime rings with generalized polynomial identities. Later on, in 1989, Kevin McCrimmon gave a definition of what he calls Martin Dale algebras of symmetric quotients. Which give rise to Martin Dale systems of symmetric quotients, I mean triple systems too, and are defined in terms of denominator filters of ideals. But roughly speaking, a Martin Dale algebra of quotient of an associative algebra R is a bigger algebra Q, such that for any non-zero element Q in Q, there exists an essential ideal, well, indeed, not really essential, let's say big ideal, of R, such that it absorbs the element Q into R in a non-trivial way, so that Q times I plus I times Q lies in R, and this is non-zero. So our aim was giving a purely Jordan notion of Martin Dale algebra of Martin Dale algebras of quotients. So we will stay with something a bit more general and simpler, just taking into account this thing. So let me define the object. If you take a J.R. Jordan algebra over an arbitrary ring of scalars, then what we will call a Martin Dale like cover of J is just another Jordan algebra bigger than J, such that J lies inside of a subalgebra, and such that it satisfies something similar to this condition, but in pure Jordan terms. Indeed, it's what one should expect that is enough is something like this, that for any non-zero element in the bigger object, there exists an essential ideal. Essential means it hits every non-zero ideal of J, such that UIQ lies in J, and it's different from zero. Unfortunately, in the quadratic setting, this is not enough, so this will be called the ideal absorption property number one, and we need two more ideal absorption properties, which are the following. For any element in Q, we do not care about absorbing in a non-trivial way, because we will always assume the first property, so there is also an essential ideal in J such that Q circle I lies in J. And finally, we also need what we can call an inner ideal absorption, which is that for any Q in Q, there exists an essential ideal of J such that UQI lies in J. Well, examples of this notion can be found in the linear setting. For example, if you take J, a linear algebra, Jordan algebra, and take Q, a Martin Dale like quotient of J with respect to some filter of ideals, to some filter of ideals. Well, you'll see not any filter, what is called a power filter of study ideals. Then this is an example of a Martin Daylight cover. These objects, these Martin Daylight quotients, appear in, when rephrasing Thelmanov's classification of strongly prime linear Jordan algebras. And another example, a simpler one, is just take an essential ideal in a non-degenerate algebra, J or Q non-degenerate, which is the same. And this is an example of Martin Daylight cover. So, if we have a look at the structure theory of Jordan systems in general, there is always two main features. One is the speciality and non-speciality, and linked to this, satisfying polynomial identities or not satisfying polynomial identities. So the first thing we are looking into is how these Martin Daylight covers behave with respect to polynomial identities. So let me remind you some facts and terminology concerning these polynomial identities. A Jordan polynomial is just an element in the free Jordan algebra on, let's say, an infinite set of variables called X, which is a free object in the variety of Jordan algebras. That is to say, for any map from X into a Jordan algebra extends to an algebra homomorphisms from the free Jordan algebra. And in particular, you have what is called the canonical specialization, which goes from the free Jordan algebra into the free special Jordan algebra on the same set of variables. This is just the Jordan subalgebra of the free associative algebra over X when you consider here the symmetrized product. So the canonical specialization just takes every X in X to the same element and takes Jordan polynomials and put them in an associative form. So a Jordan polynomial P is called admissible. It could be called respectable or relevant if this canonical specialization takes it to something non-zero in a strong way. That is to say, psi of P is a monic associative polynomial. And so satisfying or not satisfying polynomial identities, will be spread by the fact that when you take a Jordan polynomial and evaluate in Jordan in a Jordan algebra J, well, this means that every substitution of the variables by elements of J is zero, or equivalently that P is in the kernel of every algebra homomorphism from the free Jordan algebra to J. Well, we will say that P vanishes in J. But what is more relevant than that this simple fact is what we call that P strictly vanishes on J, which is just that P vanishes on every scalar extension of J. So an algebra, Jordan algebra, J is called PI if and only if there exists an admissible polynomial such that P strictly vanishes on J. But non-admissible polynomials are also respectable in a sense. So indeed the whole set of elements in the kernel of the specialization, this is the set of the so-called S-identities, special identities, it's also important because it reflects the speciality of the algebra. It is an ideal of the free Jordan algebra. and not only an ideal, it's a homogeneous ideal with respect to the degree. And also linearization invariant. For example, when J is an undegenerate Jordan algebra, a speciality is just satisfying all identities in this ideal. J is special if and only if it satisfies all the identities in the kernel psi. So, the first question is whether Martindale covers inherit polynomial identities in this sense, and linked to this question in terms of the this ideal of S identities, whether a speciality is also inherited by any Martindale cover. So let us welcome to the last character in the play, which is the so-called the weak scalar center of J, denoted C of J, and it's just the set of elements in J for which U set and V set lie in the centroid. This was introduced by Fulham in a paper which appeared in 2004 and plays an important role in the study of Martindale-like quotient and covers due to another result due to Fernández López García Ruz and Montaner in a paper in 2002, where they established that, let me put it correctly, that for non-degenerate Jordan algebras, and PI, any non-zero, well, any essential ideal, sorry, of J, hits the center. This allows to find elements in the centroid linked to any essential ideal, and this is very important. Of course, this is only happens when the algebra is PI, but it still is important enough. So, when studying Martindale algebras of quotient in the linear setting, we proved that the scalar center of J is inherited by Q, and the same happened. This is the first result I will talk about today, theorem 1. This also happens for in the quadratic setting for Martindale-like cover. So if J is non-degenerate, and Q is a Martindale-like cover, of J, then the center of J lies in the center of Q. The proof is rather involved. I will not talk about it in any detail, but let me point out some important facts. The idea is splitting the situation, the problem, into the characteristic 2 case and the linear case. And well, this is easily understood if you take J not only non-degenerate by strong, but strongly prime. If J is strongly prime, we can take, let's call it T, twice the identity in J. This is an element clearly in the centroid of the Jordan algebra. And it is also immediate that this has nothing to do with primeness, that the kernel of T is orthogonal in all possible sense to the image of T. That here, in the strongly prime case and even in the non-degenerate case, these are ideals. Always they are ideals, indeed, well, anyway. Ideals of J. So, by primeness, either the kernel of T is zero, or T of J is zero. In the first case, we have that J has not two torsion, and we are essentially in the linear case. We do not have one half in the ring of scalars, but it doesn't matter. Most of calculations can be performed in J and just eliminate the two factors which appear and nothing happens. And in the other situation, when T of J is zero, then J, 2 times J equals zero. We are in pure characteristic two case. In the, so to say, almost linear case, the proof we establish in the for Martindale-like quotients in linear algebras applies here more or less verbatim. In the characteristic two case, things are completely different. And indeed, working in this setting is a lot of fun. Something very weird behavior. But finally, it's also true. So, of course, we are not dealing with strongly prime algebras. We have non-degenerate with this doesn't hold completely, but still for J non-degenerate one can take the same centroidal operator, and what happens is that the kernel of T plus, which is a direct sum, the image of T is an essential ideal of J. And so though we do not have that, we can have both parts inside J, the whole of thing, this ideal is very big, so this essentially allows to split the situation into two problems. Okay, so once we have this result, we can obtain the inheritance of polynomial identities through the following lemma. If J is non-degenerate algebra, PI, and we take, let's say, a cover of J, a bigger algebra than J, said that it satisfies the first ideal absorption property, and the center of J is contained in the center of Q, for example, when Q is a Martindale-like cover of J, and for any non-zero element in Q and any essential ideal in J, there exists a central element in I. Up to here, nothing new, it's just the result by Fernandez, López, García, Rus, and Montaner, but which satisfies such that U set Q is different from zero. After this, we can easily obtain the following theorem. Let J be non-degenerate PI, and as above, let Q be a cover of J satisfying the first ideal absorption property, plus the fact that the center is containing Q. Now let P be a homogeneous element in the free Jordan algebra. P vanishes on J, then P vanishes on Q. The proof is quite simple after this lemma, because if you take P depending on the variables x1, xn, and take elements q1, qn in Q, for these elements we can find ideals essential in J such that UIQ, I is contained in J, and even this is non-zero. So if the evaluation of the polynomial in Q1, Qm is different from zero, we have a non-zero element in Q, and we also have an essential ideal, which is just the intersection of these ideals I1, Im. Finite intersection of essential ideas is essential. So we can apply the lemma, and there exists a central element in I such that you said P Q1 Qn is different from zero. But we are also assuming that the center of J is containing the center of Q. So this set is central in Q, so you said belongs to the centroid of Q. And on the other hand, the ideal as absorption property number one implies that Q is tight over J, so it inherits non-degeneracy. So Q is non-degenerate. And under these assumptions, the kernel of an operator in the centroid is the same as the kernel of any power. So this is non-zero. This is non-zero, and we put any power here. So we just need to take m, the degree of the polynomial, the total degree, and apply that u z is in the centroid of Q. So this turns out to be P of u z Q1, u z Q. N. And these elements lie in J, all of them. So this is zero. But this is equal to something which is not zero. So this is a contradiction. And so once we have this as a consequence, we obtain the following corollary. If J is non-degenerate, Pi and Q is on a Condé-like cover, of J, then Q is Pi. But moreover, assuming J and hence Q are Pi, we have that for any homogeneous element in the free Jordan algebra of X, vanishing on J, we have that it vanishes on Q too. Oh, sorry. And a slight variation of this property is that for any Jordan polynomial vanishing strictly on J, it vanishes strictly on Q without assuming homogeneity. And let me remark that this polynomial could be absolutely independent of the PA property of J. I mean, J satisfies some admissible polynomial strictly and so on, and this is another element completely different. So we allow these elements to belong, for example, to the ideal of S identities. So this can be used to study speciality too in the PA case. And indeed, as a consequence of this fact, we can establish our third result today, which is that if J is non-degenerate, Pi and Q is a cover of J, all with the same assumptions, satisfying the ideal absorption property number one plus the extension of the center property. When J is special, then Q is also special. And as I told you, it has to do with this property. We can take the ideal of a sense of special identities. This is a homogeneous linearization invariant ideal. And whenever we apply to, if we are, sorry, we don't need this. Whenever we apply to a PI non-degenerate Jordan algebra, if J is a special, it vanishes on J, so immediately it vanishes on Q. So taking the proof of this result when we assume in PI, and when not, something more work has to be done, but it still can be worked out, and we have this theorem in the whole generality. For non-degenerate Jordan algebras under these conditions, the speciality of J is lifted to any cover. And of course, this, for example, if Q is a map in the like over J, when Q is a map in the like over of J. And finally, this the property of the inheritance of the extension of the center can also be used to, in a sense, determine all Martindale-like covers in the strongly prime PI case. So this will be my last result today. So there are four. So, roughly speaking, can be stated as follows. Let J be a strongly prime quadratic Jordan algebra satisfying strictly a polynomial identity, a PI algebra. Then the central extension by the field of fraction of the centroid is a Martindale-like cover of J, and not only this, it contains canonically any Martindale-like cover of J. I mean by canonically containing is the following. We have J, and this is containing the central extension. This one, let's call this map tau J, for example, and assume that J is also contained in another Martindale-like cover. Then a Jordan algebra homomorphism, which is injective, can be found so that the diagram is commutative. So in that sense, any Martindale cover sits inside this. Of course, this all only holds for strongly prime, not for non-degenerate. And I think that is all. Thank you. About it, to tell. No, not really. I mean, this anyway is this holds for the PI case essentially. I mean, this is general, of course, but yeah, but to the non-PI case, I mean, it's. Someone of polynomials. So I think most of the calculations here are independent of the structure theory, but you have to look at it carefully because many things have to do indirectly with the structure theory, and it's difficult to track the results.
you have the center of the famous center of Q. Do you have any idea how much bigger the center of Q is?
Well, in of course, in the PA case, they are essentially the same, I guess. But in general, I don't know. I'm sorry.